Schools in Berkshire County often must consider cutting arts programs to balance their budgets. The Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, wants to help keep culture in schools. WAMC spoke with Executive Director Beryl Jolly about educational opportunities for area students.
The Paul Taylor Dance Company has come to the Mehewi for 10 years in a row. We've usually had them in the summer at either Memorial Day weekend or in the middle of the summer. This year they were at Jacob's Pillow in July and had a fantastic engagement there, which allowed them to come to us over Columbus Day weekend. And this school year opportunity means we can bring dancers, Paul Taylor dancers, right into the elementary schools, right to Berkshire Pulse, and work hands-on with local students, which is just a win-win for us, for the dancers, for the community. We're all thrilled.
Arts and theater are often among some of the first things to get cut when a school's budget gets tight. Why is it the responsibility of area organizations like the Mehewi to pick up the slack?
Well, I think we're very fortunate here in Berkshire County and in the southern Berkshire region that the school community, the parents, and the school administrators have stayed steadfast in their support for the arts. So the arts teachers, the response and enthusiasm of having arts in the school is still intact. And yet the arts organizations, there's such a national treasure amount of arts organizations here throughout Berkshire County that we can reinforce and support all of those initiatives, and with different kinds of opportunities to have world-class dancers in a classroom, to have students come and see those performers on a stage is just reinforcing and celebrating some of the best that the arts have to offer. And we're very fortunate here in Berkshire County that we have so many of those kinds of opportunities.
From the Mehewi standpoint, do you see a lot of young students coming in into the theater to see some of the productions that might be going on because of the interactions that they have in the classroom?
Absolutely. And again, in that community spirit and support for the arts themselves and for the spirit of creativity, we offer $15 tickets for everyone who's 30 years old and younger to come to any of our live shows. So that's been a benefit in terms of how we can offer easy access. The students who are seeing these workshops today will actually have $5 ticket opportunities to come and see the performers at the Mehewi. And our HD broadcasts, whether it's the Bolshoi Ballet, the Metropolitan Opera, the London's National Theater, we have $10 tickets for everyone 21 and under. So there's definitely the interest reinforced by the students coming to field trips and being encouraged by their teachers to see all that we have to offer. And then we have generosity and the support from our donor community to make that access possible so that it's affordable and very welcoming.
So you kind of just alluded to it right now. The dance company, the Paul Taylor Dance Company, has a performer heading over to teach a third grade class full of 29 students at Muddy Brook Elementary School in Great Barrington. What are they going to do?
They're going to be working, James is going to be working hands-on with this class, showing them some of the athleticism that goes into modern dance, and I think that's a really important part. There's art, there's the creativity, there's the inspiration that dance provides, and it's also extremely athletic. There's a lot of muscle power, a lot of discipline that goes into that work, and so he'll be teaching these kids fresh for their experience what goes into some of their pieces and having the kids experience the same thing.
Right, and that's James Sampson of Missouri, yeah, who joined the Paul Taylor Dance Company in February 2001. What are some things that you hope students take away from the program, maybe, straight to the point about how athletics and how movement is involved in theater, but also maybe on a more emotional sense?
Absolutely. I think we can all use the joy and the reflection and the inspiration that the dance and the arts provide right now and always. So I hope they're excited by that opportunity, intrigued and curious to see more, to come and see the dancers perform at the Mehewi and other times throughout their lives, and also to really think about what we all have as possibilities for ourselves, for fun or for profession, that the arts provide a number of experiences that many people have made for their life's work. And again, here in Berkshire County, so many arts organizations are run by people who were inspired as children to pursue this path. And this is another way we can give back to the kids in our midst.
Looking forward, what other educational opportunities will students have in the area through the Mehewi?
Well, the arts education program is one of the platforms. The mission to be open year-round was really with the intention that we would be here for the community with experiences 12 months a year. And so later in October, we're bringing the Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia to the Mehewi and bringing students from all a number of area schools to see Guess How Much I Love You, a production based on that, you know, favorite children's book. And we get preschoolers, kindergartners, first graders who are just delighted by their very first live performance. And it's a thrill for the whole staff as well as the performers and the volunteers in our midst to see how excited the kids are by their live show based on a story that they know firsthand. And Berkshire United Way hands out free books to every student in the audience. So it reinforces early childhood literacy at the same time they're being inspired and having their eyes, you know, pop out by the production. We also have a hip-hop program in November where three area middle schools work with hip-hop artists from New York City who come up and do a residency in the school for a week's time, and then students from three different schools come together to perform their own hip-hop spoken word and musical performance. And later in January, we're bringing Jabber in from Montreal, and this is a production, a play for older kids, middle school to high school students, about a Muslim American student who was bullied at a high school and how she comes to respond and build her resilience and work with her student companions to address that kind of a situation. So we're topical, and it's using the arts to address academic and social issues, but also with really powerful craft and theater opportunities.
That's Mehewi Executive Director Beryl Jolly. The Mehewi Performing Arts Center will celebrate its 10th consecutive season of presenting the Paul Taylor Dance Company with a three-piece performance over the Columbus Day weekend.